Amen.
Good morning.
Thank God for his goodness. He was allowing us to see a new day. We know that we are only here because his compassions fail not. We know that his mercies are new every morning. We know that great is his faithfulness unto us. And so we thank God for allowing us to come together one more time in his name and to worship him in the beauty of holiness, giving glory to God this morning for all that he is and all that he has done on our behalf, and giving honor to Minister Alan Scott this morning, thanking God for him, thanking God for traveling mercies, for bringing him and his companion over the highway this morning, and just thanking God for all of his goodness, for thanking God for his touching his companion, enabling her to be here, answering our prayers on her behalf as well. Also giving honor to Pastor Jenkins. Thank God for her and all that he has given her to do as the watchman on the wall for this congregation. And so we just thank God for everything that he is. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer this morning, because we always want to acknowledge our God.
Amen.
Shall we look to the Lord? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for your goodness to us. Lord, we just extol you, dear God, this morning, dear Father. Lord, we adore you this morning, dear God, for, Lord, you have done great things, dear Father, in our lives. Lord, you have performed, dear God, miracles in our lives, dear God, in that, Lord, you have translated us, dear God, from the power of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. Lord, we know, Lord, that no one else could do that, dear God. Lord, you have taken us, dear God, from a path toward death onto a path of righteousness and life and light. And so, Lord, we give you glory this morning, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless our coming together, Lord, and that you would have your way, Lord, in this service. Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing be on everything that is said and everything that is done, dear God. For we know, Lord, that you are able, dear Father, to get the glory from our lives, dear God. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would remember those who might still be on their way, dear God, that you would give them traveling mercies, dear God, Lord, to arrive safely. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember all of those who are on our sick and shut-in list, dear God. Amen. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to touch and to heal. Lord, we know, dear God, that there's healing in your wings. We know, Lord, that your healing virtue, Lord, can flow, dear God, from your heart, dear God, into our bodies and souls, Father. And, Lord, you are able to restore. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for those who are on our sick list. Lord, we're praying, dear God, for souls, dear God, who are sick, dear God, in sin this morning, dear Father. Lord, those who stand in need of a Savior this morning, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, there are many, dear God, who are wandering around lost in this world, dear God. And Lord, we see all around us, dear God, the work of the enemy of our soul, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, that they might seek you, Lord, while you may be found, that they would call upon you while you are near, dear Father. Lord, that they would, Lord, seek, Lord, to be loosed from the chains of sin that bind them, dear God, through your eternal word, and Father, that they might serve you, dear God, with all of their might. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, remember, dear Father, those who are not able to be out today. Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon Sister Holmes, dear God. Lord, we thank you for her, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would bless her. We know, Lord, that she's on the phone listening this morning, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and comfort her, and Lord, just help her to know, dear God, that we miss her when she's not in our midst. And we know, Lord, that she has a heart to be here, dear God, but just physically unable to be here. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would just continue to bless her, dear God, in her walk with thee, dear Father, as she walks as an example, dear Father, before this congregation. Remember, Brother Mann, likewise, dear God, who is unable to be here this morning, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would be with him, bless and encourage his heart, dear Father. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, for the strength that we draw. draw from his testimonies, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and be with him, dear God. We know, Lord, that if he has a desire to be here, dear God, Lord, he would be here if he were able, dear God. But we know, dear Father, Lord, if it be your will, dear Father, and you allow him, Lord, to come, Lord, once again on next Lord's Day, he's going to walk in the door and say, I thank God for allowing me to be here one more time. Yes, and so, Lord, yes. We pray, dear God, that you would bless and encourage his heart. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Carol, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for her being here, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for all that you have done for her. Lord, for the strength that you daily give her. Lord, for the blessings that you pour out, dear God, for her, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that she gives you the glory and praise. And we thank you, dear God, Lord, for Lord, the missions, dear God, that you have given her, dear Father. Lord, 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 she has not gone to foreign countries where people speak other languages, but, Lord, she sees the mission field as being all around her, dear God. And, Lord, those that she goes to, dear Father, Lord, bringing your word, Lord, those that she encourages, dear Father, to seek you, dear God, for the salvation of their souls. Lord, the list, Lord, that she gave to Pastor Jenkins, dear God, to send out the morning message to, dear Father. Lord, how she always makes requests for her family, dear God, and those, dear Father, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for Sister Carol, dear God, and her work, dear Father, for thee, and laboring, dear Father, to bring souls unto thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Regina, dear Father, and pray, Lord, that you would be with her. Lord, we know, dear God, that she has made requests, dear Father, for JC Village, dear Father, and for the place where she lives, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you're able to bless her and keep her, dear Father, there, dear God. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would pour out a blessing, dear Father, for her, dear God. Lord, remember her family, remember her daughter, remember her grandchildren, remember her great-grandson, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would touch Sister Regina, dear Father, continue to touch her in her body, Lord, and encourage her heart. Give her the strength that she stands in need of. Lord, we pray, dear God, for Sister Webb, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, on last Lord's Day, Lord, there was sickness in her home, dear Father. She was unable to be out. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you continue to bless her home, dear Father. Bless her children, her grandchildren. Remember her companion, dear God. Father, we're praying for their souls, dear God, in the name of Jesus. For we know, Lord, that she brings requests for them, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the exhortations, dear Father, that she brings likewise, dear God. Father, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for blessing Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre, dear God, to travel, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping them in safety, dear God, even in the airport, dear Father, knowing, dear God, Lord, that you are present, dear Father, anywhere that your people are, dear God, you are present. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for blessing them. We thank you, Lord, for seeing Sister Maria, dear God, and her sons, dear Father, this morning, dear God. Pray, Lord, you would continue to be with them. Be with Brother DeAndre, dear God, even as he'll be traveling, I believe, on today, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you just continue to have your way in their hearts and minds and lives, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing for their family. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for each one. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Levesque and Brother Reggie, dear Father. Thank you, Lord, for allowing them to be here today, dear God. Pray, dear God, to continue to bless and keep them, dear God. Remember their families in a very special way, dear God. Father, remember those in the media room. Remember Sister Melita, Brother PJ, dear God, in a special way, dear Father. We thank you for them, dear God. Pray, Lord, to continue blessings, dear Father, upon them. Remember all of our children, dear God. Father, you know all about them, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, that they are here. We pray, dear God, that you would open their understanding, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, those of us who are teaching them, those who are preaching to them, dear God, Lord, to help them to know, dear God, that there is a Jesus who wants to save their souls. Father, we pray, dear God, yes, that you would just speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, that, Lord, if they're saved while they're young, dear God, Father, we know, dear God, Lord, that you'll keep them, dear Father, from many of the pitfalls and snares of Satan in this day and time. Yes. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way, dear Father, in this service. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done. I thank you, Lord, for touching my eye, dear God. Father, bringing me through the surgery on the one eye, dear Father. Lord, pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless and heal, dear Father, according to your divine will, dear Father. For, Lord, I'm submitted myself, dear God, unto thee, dear God. And, Lord, if you heal it, dear God, I say thank you. Lord, if you don't heal it, dear God, I say thank you. Lord, if you heal it 30%, I say thank you. If you heal it 60%, I say thank you. If you heal it 100%, I say thank you, dear God, and glory to your most holy name. Lord, have, continue to have your way, dear God. And we ask, dear God, your anointing upon this service, dear Father. Just continue to have your way in us, dear God. And truly, dear Father, help us, Lord, to walk worthy, dear God, of this wonderful, wonderful way of salvation and this highway of holiness. And Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Shall we turn in our evening light to page 68? 68 in the evening light.
Oh, praise the Lord, holy nation, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, holy nation, praise him for his goodness. For he saveth his people from all their sins, and redeemeth the soul of all who will trust him. Praise ye the Lord, praise him, praise him.
Blessings. Truly he is worthy of all of our praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. We come together in the name of the Lord, thanking him for all that he has done, all his many benefits. So good to see Sister Webb. We were lifting you up in prayer before. Amen. Glad to see you. Glad to see Sister India this morning. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Praise our God. And again, once again, so glad to have Minister Scott here this morning. And again, giving glory to God and giving honor to Minister Scott and giving honor to Pastor Jenkins. Greetings to everyone. Greetings and love. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Amen. St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Amen. 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 Luke, chapter 11. The Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. Chapter 11, verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.
And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in earth, so in earth. Give us,
verse 3, give us day by day our daily bread.
And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend? And shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves.
For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee.
I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth.
And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Together, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Praise our God. Amen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Praise our God. Thank God for his word. And his promises, precious promises. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. So glad once again to be in the house of God and reading his word together, knowing that the word of God is not of any private interpretation, mm-hmm. but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, mm-hmm. will tell us. Give us understanding. Amen. Guide us into all truth. So we thank God for that. This time we know that it is traditional at this time to approach God's throne in prayer. We thank God again for all that he has done. And we know that the Lord gives us the privilege to bring our requests, bring our petitions to him. And we come in faith and we come in confidence, knowing, even as the scripture says, everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. We know we have to walk worthy of these great promises, but the Lord has promised in his word that he would do these things for us. Mm-hmm. And so when we come to the throne of grace, we can come boldly knowing that the Lord will hear and he's able to answer. So we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister India, amen. God bless you. Glad to see you. Sister Webb. Amen. 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 God bless. Sister Smith.
My sister Cece, when we go into the hospital the 30th of this month, she has to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. The surgery will start at 7:30 in the morning. So remember her, both soul and body. And she says she'll be in there 3 days.
Amen. 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 Remembering, I will repeat the request, Sister Smith. Remember her sister who will be going in for surgery on the 30th for surgery. So remember her in soul and body, and remember her unsaid loved ones as well. And Sister Webb, we're glad to see Sister Webb here, and she said to remember her brother, who was Julian Witherspoon, who was taken to the hospital. So remember him much in prayer. Yeah. Yes, Sister Fran. Sister Francine Scott brought in a request. Was it the Wright family or Rice?
Rice.
The Rice family have a death in the family. They live in Dayton. They attend the congregation in Xenia. So remember that family much in prayer. And forgot the second one. Sister Walls. Sister Walls' 90th birthday. We thank God that he has allowed her to see it. And so we thank God for that. So remember her and Pastor Walls as well. Amen.
Very well at all. Thank the Lord, her daughter still have not contacted. I just thank the Lord.
Yes.
And just speak to her heart that she won't hold grudges against her family because her mom and dad, she said, I'm not talking to you. I told her, honey, you have to forgive. People are frightened. And when, you know, they know loved ones, they have
Yes. Amen. Amen. Carol brought the request for the McGrail family and Mike and Kate in particular, who have come down with COVID, who had not received the shot, but they've received an infusion as treatment for it since they've contracted the COVID, and the young lady is doing better. The young man is not doing very well. So remember them in prayer. And he said their daughter, who is holding a grudge because they got sick, because they didn't get the shot and they got sick. And so she's not speaking to them because they got sick. So remember that family. God is able to not only heal bodies, but heal families as well. So So remember them, that family, much in prayer. Other requests. Sister Holmes, did you have a request?
Remember me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Holmes said to remember her. Amen. 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 Yes. 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 Amen. We thank God for putting his hedge of protection around you. Amen. 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 So Sister Maria said that her, on her trip, the car she was next to pulled in and hit the car that was on the other side and tore it up and then kept on going. And then also there was an active shooter situation in the airport while she was there. And so we thank God for his mercies in keeping her safe and thank God for allowing her to arrive home safely. And we're remembering Brother DeAndre, who will be traveling home today. Oh, tomorrow, that God will keep him safe. Amen.
Remember a friend of mine, her name is Rhonda Scott, she is also seriously ill in the hospital. And continue to remember those who are lost, those who have been praying for, remember their souls in prayer. We thank God for his goodness to all of us and blessing us and blessing Brother Scott, Sister Scott, to be with us.
Amen. 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 Pastor Jenkins brought requests for two, is it Dorothea or Demetria Jackson, who is in the hospital with COVID, and then also Rhonda Scott, who's also very sick. Amen. A friend of Pastor Jenkins. So remember them much in prayer. You know that God is able. And remember those who are unsaved that we're praying for. Amen. Sister Carol.
A lot of things, and she said that she just needs prayer, that she don't want to have any part with it. She knows that they keep calling her niece and nephew, she calls her.
Yeah.
And saying a lot of things, but a lot of, you know, just big mess.
Mm-hmm.
So pray for her.
Yes. Amen. 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 Remember Stephanie and her whole family in prayer, that whole situation. Amen.
Continue to remember Tressie Fluellen. She sends her love and hellos to everyone, but remember her much in prayer and body and soul. She truly needs our prayers. And continue to remember the Drummond family, the gentleman, Sister Lawrence brought last Sunday, Randy Drummond. Some of you may know he passed away on Thursday. So remember that family much in prayer. Remember his siblings and children and all of them. They need our prayers. This is the man that
The man whose car blew up?
Yes.
He died?
Yes. Randy passed on Thursday.
My. My.
And I thank the saints for your prayers. Everything went well with my teeth on Thursday. I think truly thank the Lord. They didn't give me anything. I told them I didn't want anything. They didn't give me any kind of meds, numbing or nothing. And the Lord blessed, took the one out, put the other one in, and I was out in my car thanking the Lord again. So I just truly thank you, and thank you for your prayers. And continue to hold me up in prayer. But I always be everything the Lord would have me to be.
Praise God. Amen. And amen again, Olivia. Amen. Praise God. Brother Byron.
I truly thank the Lord for being here, saints, and being in the house of God. And thank you for his blessing. And my wife and I are planning on traveling this week for the Thanksgiving holiday, actually to go down and see Madeline. scheduled breakdown on Monday, being back to work so soon, and then her body kind of like so. It was a F-150 pickup truck that hit her.
Oh my!
And he hit her at 65, around 65 miles. So she didn't realize how much, you know, shock.
Yes. Yes.
My wife wants to go down, which naturally I, you know.
Absolutely.
As well. And but she's doing okay. She's been one of the calls we get. I talked to her yesterday. She's just a little stiff. But my wife didn't want to fly on Thanksgiving because the airport in Atlanta, whatever she knows about Atlanta. But so she wants to drive, which that's a long drive, too. And you know, thank the Lord, my clients are all going to be closed. So that'll be okay. There's just a lot of driving into Atlanta and then back here. I'm not sure what day we're going to come back. I'm hoping Saturday. So just keep me in your prayers.
Amen.
As I travel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what day will you be leaving, brother?
Wednesday.
All right. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. We'll be praying for you for traveling mercies, Brother Byron. Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. We know that God truly is able. After the hymn of meditation, Brother Byron will ask if you would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's someone with a need, all we can do is come call upon the Lord. Amen.
You open your bulletin, you should find a song. Keep praying and toiling on. Keep praying and toiling on. You heard the prayer request go through this morning. We have some rugged ways, rugged things that are taking place. And the Lord get us through. He's able.
Yeah.
He is able. We know he's able.
Along life's rugged, thorny way, keep praying, toiling on. There soon will dawn a brighter day, keep praying, toiling on. The trials you have had, bear patiently the one thou hast. If others come, they will not last. Keep praying, toiling on. Keep praying, toiling, praying. Keep praying, toiling on. All fears and gloomy doubts discard. Keep praying, toiling on. Faith never fails of its reward. Keep praying, toiling on. Hold firm and steadfast to the end, from duty to not swerve or bend, for help on him you can depend. Keep praying, toiling on. Keep praying, toiling on. If grief is more than you care, keep pray, ye toiling on. The Savior hath great sympathy for struggling mortals such as we, and he will give us victory. Keep pray, ye toiling on. Keep praying, toiling, praying, toiling on. There soon will dawn a brighter day. Keep praying, toiling on.
Amen.
And you also, I meant to say, and Katina, remember Sister Lord's name.
Amen.
You know, it's kind of, it's got her a little bit.
Good morning, saints, and thank the Lord for being here and finding it a privilege and an honor once again to stand before you in the name of the Lord and offer up prayers on behalf of the church this morning of God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we look to thee in prayer, and we truly want to say thank you, Father, for all that you do and all that you have done. We realize you so loved us, dear Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son. And you said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we're thankful this morning to know that everlasting life is freely pardoned for each and every one of us if we will only accept your way. And you will. So we're truly thankful this morning for those that have gathered around the throne of God with me and have come to offer up prayers, have pressed their way to the house of God, to be here this day, to be in fellowship with saints and in the house of God. It's truly a blessing to see those that still press their way to the house of God and in the presence of the people of God and in the presence of God. Because you said in your word, where there be two or three gathered, I am in the midst. So it's truly a blessing to see those that still make their way to the house of God. And we ask, dear Father, that you would hear the many requests that have come forth. You know all about each and every one of them before we even ask. And even if there's ones that I may not have gotten to hear, you know all about the conditions. So we ask that you would look down with favor this day. Oh, Lord, we ask that thou would bless your people. Continue to strengthen us, soul, body, and spirit. Allow your spirit to guide and direct us into even all truth. And you said, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we ask that thou would allow your word to be sanctified upon us this day as we have come to the house of God to receive and hear from thee. So we ask that thou would bless Brother Scott in a special way. Thank the Lord to see him here. And we pray that thou will continue to remember him in a special way as you have laid upon him and upon his heart, upon his mind, and upon his soul and spirit. A word of God to share with us this day. So we ask that thou remember him in a special way as he has done your will to come and to deliver unto your people what you have given him. And likewise, we're thankful for his companion, seeing her here this day, Sister Francine. And we're thankful in a special way, realizing that even seeing her this day, realizing that she pressed her way to be here and not just from across the street or from across town, but all the way from up from Xenia. She pressed her way and bared out, sitting in a car and making her way up here to be in the house of God. This shows the true saints, that saints will not sit at home. Saints will not just give out to being listening over the air, but they will press their way, even as we read about those of old that pressed her way to be to Jesus. So we're thankful to see her pressing her way this day. Now we ask that she will receive from thee the virtue that she has come for to be in the house of God, that you allow it to pour out upon her, dear Father, and strengthen her in body wherever she may be weak and torn down, for her faithfulness to press this far to be in the house of God. Likewise, we're thankful to see Minister Jenkins here this day, and we ask that thou remember her many requests. I can't name them all, but thou knows all about them and knows all about the conditions that she spoke of. But we're thankful for her as a minister of God, being in the house of God and being here this day to also receive your word and hear from thee on high. And we ask that thou remember her loved ones and her family and those she spoke of, neighbors that may be in a hospital and sick and different things, conditions going on. We see so many conditions in this world. So we ask, Father, that you would have mercy and look down with favor. We're thankful for you honoring her wanting to come on Tuesdays and pray out, and those that are gathering with her around the throne of God, praying for souls and praying for conditions and family members' lives. Let people realize how important that it is to receive prayer from saints that truly are desiring to see mankind saved and see mankind going through conditions that he does not have to go through if he knows thee and knows thee from on high. So we ask that thou would continue to bless her and those that gather together even on Tuesdays to offer up prayers for loved ones, family, neighbors, co-workers, and even those we come in contact with that may say, pray for me, or that we see in a grocery store or on a street corner or under a street sign, we're praying for, realizing that we're in perilous times, times when mankind has shown that he is getting further and further away from thee. So we pray that thou will remember the prayers of the saints on that day and hear from on high. Likewise, we're thankful to see Sister Patricia Blake here in the house of God. And we ask that thou remember her in a mighty and a special way, realizing she had a little surgery on her eye, but realize that we called it a little surgery because to thee it is just a little thing. And thou is able to heal. And I know personally thou is able to heal. So we ask that thou would look down with favor upon her and allow the eye to come back a full recovery. Might be a little blurry for now, but we saw in the word of God where man's sight was a little blurry, but you continued till he was able to see clearly. So allow her to be able to have faith until she's able to see clearly. We ask that thou remember Sister Millicent in a special way. We're thankful to see her in the house of God. And we ask that thou remember her many requests. We're thankful to know that her little surgery operation went well and that she's praising thee and thanking thee that you allowed her to just have strength and go in the strength of thee and be able to have that procedure done. And we're thankful for her. Likewise, we ask that thou remember her loved ones and those she put in requests for and different ones, and remember around her home as well as she's around her home. Likewise, we're thankful to see Sister Carol here, and we ask that thou remember her many requests for loved ones and others and family members that aren't making it well in this life, and we ask that thou would allow her to be able to share with them the good news of Jesus Christ, and that they can be comforted and have not that quarreling and have not those ups and downs, and realize that Jesus Christ is the answer for those things. So we ask that thou remember Sister Carol in a special way. Likewise, Sister Regina, we're thankful to see her here. Pray that you would continue to bless her and direct her and strengthen her and guide and see her through soul, body, and spirit. We ask that thou remember her in her complex over there as well, as she always requests for. Thankful to hear Sister Holmes on the cell phone. We ask that thou remember this dear saint in a special way, Father. We thankful for her, and we thankful for her faithfulness to be present in the house of God, that we can just hear her voice saying amen. And we're thankful for her. We know that she has pressed her way many of times to be here, and we just ask and know that she would be here if she were able. But at 90 some years of age, we know the body is taxed and sometimes always doesn't move as well, but we know that the spirit's able to move. So we're thankful for the spirit that she's able to share and move in the house of God. And likewise, we're thankful for Brother Levester being here. I ask that thou remember him in a special way. Remember his loved ones this morning. Continue to look down upon his family members with favor in a special way. Likewise, Sister India, thank the Lord to see her standing in the house of God. And we ask that thou remember this sister in a special way. Touch her, dear Father, where she may be weak and torn down in spirit. Continue to bless her, dear Lord. And we realize she has committed a life to thee. Now we ask that thou would help us be the mother church to be able to nurture her along and bring her along as she's dealing with issues in her life. But let her realize that Jesus Christ is the answer to all those issues. So we're thankful to see her in the house of God. Likewise, our children this morning, we ask that thou remember them that are present here this day in the house of God. And even our children that are far and near, we ask that thou remember them in a special way. Even Jacob way out on the seas, we ask that you remember him. And likewise, Tyrone that's in the services, we ask that thou remember him in a special way. We ask that thou remember our dear sister, Laurencine, in a special way this morning as she's pressed her way to the house of God. And whatever troubles or whatever thoughts, whatever burdens may be up on her heart and up on her mind and her spirit, we ask that thou would relieve them and allow her to know that thou art God, and besides thee, there is none other. We ask that thou would bless her in a mighty and a special way. And thankful for Sister Maria being here this morning. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. And we're thankful for the care that you gave her as she traveled to and fro. Even though storms are going on all around her, you kept her in perfect peace and taking care of her family. And likewise, we ask that thou remember her companion that still may be traveling and bring him along safely. We're truly thankful to know that Brother Maurice is here this day and ask that thou remember him in a special way. Continue to bless him, strengthen him in the word of God and in the spirit of God. We ask that thou would guide and direct this dear brother and continue to look down upon him with much favor. And likewise, Brother Manns, we don't have him in the house of God this morning, but we're offering up prayers on his behalf, dear Father, realizing and knowing that he's always praying for the saints and he always has the saints on his mind. So we ask that thou would remember this dear brother in a special way and look down upon him with much favor. And bless Sister Smith this morning. We're thankful to see her in the house of God, and we ask that you'd remember this dear saint in a special way. And as you've carried her through sicknesses and ailments and different things, you've brought her and strengthened her in body, and she's standing before us even now to testify of your goodness. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. Remember her sister Fifi in a special way, as we know that she's praying for her to be raised up from whatever affliction she might have. And we ask that thou remember Sister Smith's loved ones, her daughter, grandchildren, and those she put in requests for always. And even at work and her, those that she worked with and different ones. So we ask that thou would remember them in a special way this day. Likewise, Sister Webb being here this morning, we're thankful to see her in the house of God. And as she had pressed her way to be here, she was absent for a while, but you know those conditions. And but Sister Webb, whenever she can be here and press her way to the house of God, she's here. And we're thankful for her. We're thankful for her exhortation of what she brings. And we ask that thou would continue to bless her and strengthen her. We truly desire always have her in the house of God, because we truly desire to hear from her and hear what she has to share. So we're truly thankful for her. So we ask this day, dear Father, that you would continue to bless. If there's any I forgot to remember, dear Lord, that are standing amongst us and hearing my voice, we ask that thou remember them in a special way. It's just an air of the thought, not of the heart. And not forgetting my family members in a special way, we ask that thou remember Madeline, continue to bless her, strengthen her, and look down upon her with favor. And likewise, my companion. I hate to see her troubled. Yeah. But allow us to travel well. Allow us to travel well together. And go see our daughter. We're thankful. That you spared her life, even in the accident. And we don't take it lightly. So look down with favor. Continue to bless. Continue to guide and strengthen. I'm not sorrowful, Father. I thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you to know that you're able to do all things that we stand in need of. And I stand here as a witness of that because I can't forget. What you done for me. So I realize these saints that are here have nothing to worry about if they truly trust in me. Yeah, we're going to have some aches and pains in these bodies. But we know that you're able to bless, touch, heal, deliver. You've been delivering ever since way back when you delivered the children of Israel. And you were known as, and you sent a deliverer, which was Moses. And you were the deliverer that worked through him. And you're still able to deliver your people, even to this day. Soul, body, spirit. Freedom from sin. Freedom from afflictions. All those things, Father, you're capable of doing, each and every one of them. Nothing's too hard for thee. So just let us have faith. Let us trust. Teach us how to trust. Teach us how to receive your word. And truly, we want to be the people of God. As you said in your word, you'd put in us a new heart and a new spirit. And it would cause us to walk in your statutes, and that you would be our God, and that we would be your people. Even your sons and daughters, you called us, your sons and daughters. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord.
What you've done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me.
He took my fiat, my clay. That's what he's done for me. He took my feet out the miry clay. That's what he's done for me. He took my feet out the miry clay. That's what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me.
Praise
our God. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Praise our God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for the spirit of prayer. Thank God. Praise our God. Thank God for the beautiful prayer he gave to Brother Byron. Amen. Amen. That's the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God.
Praise God.
Amen. There are times you think about the goodness of God that all you can do is weep.
Yes, yes.
And as Brother Byron said, not weeping out of sadness, mm-hmm. but just it's the joy of God in your heart.
Amen.
And just knowing that the goodness of God, sometimes it overwhelms you.
Yes.
Thank God. Amen. Think of his goodness to you. Amen. Praise our God. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday of the month. So the special offering for today is for the food pantry. And so as we file by, that offering, special offering for the food pantry may be placed in the center plate, and your tithes and other offerings may be placed in the plates on either side. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Over and over again, dear God, for all that you have done for us. Lord, for all that you give to us. Lord, we know, dear God, that, Lord, when we have a need, Lord, we just look to you, dear Father. And we know, Lord, that you're able to meet that need, dear God. We know, Lord, that your word says that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for being our supply, our full supply, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, each gift and each giver. We pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, dear Father, for, Lord, they come from the hearts of cheerful givers. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would use everything, dear God, to your glory and to your honor, Lord, not only the gift, but also the giver. Lord, as we bring not only our tithes and offerings, dear God, but, Lord, we bring ourselves, dear God. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto you, dear God, which is our reasonable service. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply, Lord, these offerings and tithes, dear God, as only you can. For, Lord, you know, Lord, what our temporal needs will be. And so, Lord, we look to you, dear God, to supply them, dear Father. And, Lord, where there needs to be a multiplication, dear God, of those things those tithes and offerings that are brought into the storehouse, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to multiply them, Lord. You'll either multiply the offering, Lord, or you'll lower the price of whatever it is that must be purchased, dear God. Lord, you just know how to do everything, dear God. And so, Lord, we look to you, dear Father, trusting you, dear God, and knowing, dear God, that you will do, Lord, what is best and right, Lord, even as we bring our tithes and offerings in faith. For, Lord, they're not ours, Lord, but they're yours. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing, and truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
There is peace and joy in the Lord today, more than all in this world of sin. There's a happy life in the holy way. Praise the Lord, all earth entered in. Praise the Lord, I am free in his love. And
since my cross is gone and my heart is right. Oh, how blessed to do his will. Now his yoke is easy, his burden light, and his spirit my soul doth feel. Praise the Lord, I am free in his love and grace. Oh, his love reaches me. I abide in his smiling face. If you overcome when you would do right, if a deep aching void within, there's a sting of guilt and a sinful blight that will keep you from entering in. Praise the Lord, I am free in his love.
To part again. Amen.
Kingdom of love, what a greeting of the saints around the throne. Oh, we shall all gather home in the morning when the mist from the hills clears away. And it seems I can see by the dawning that we're nearing the end of the way. Oh, we shall all gather home in the morning when the mist from the hills clears away. And it seems I can see by the dawning that we're nearing the end of the way. Oh, we shall all gather home in the morning when the mist from the hills clears away. And it seems I can see by the dawning that we're nearing the end of the way. Oh, we shall all gather home in the morning when the mist from the hills clears away. And it seems I can see by the dawning that we're nearing the end of the way. Amen. Shall we stand? We shall all gather home. Because this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue.
Yes.
The angels beckon me by heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. We shall all gather home in the morning. Amen. Amen. The end of the song, and it seems I can see by the dawning that we're nearing the end of the way. We are nearing the end of the way. You can't go to the airport without people shooting. You can't go to the grocery store without seeing people shoot. Yeah, we're nearing the end of the way. So it behooves us, amen, to walk according to the way that the Lord commands us. Amen. So that we can gather home. We want glory to be our home. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for the prayer and song service. But we know that we are not, the Spirit of God is not finished with us. Amen. Because we must have the Word of God. And so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. And we're so thankful this morning to have our dear Minister Alan Scott here this morning to bring the Word of God to us. So we're going to lift him up to the Lord, asking for God's anointing to be upon him, that he may declare what the Spirit of God has put on his heart for us. And we know that it's tailor-made for us, because that's where the Spirit works. The Lord knew who would be here. The Lord knows where we all are in him. He knows those things that we're dealing with now and we'll deal with tomorrow. And so the Spirit of God knows what we need to hear. And so we're going to pray for Minister Scott as he comes before us. Shall we look to the Lord? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have said to us, dear God, this morning already. We thank you, dear God, for the prayers, dear Father. Lord, that touched our heart and touched our soul, dear God. Lord, and reminded us, dear God, of how good you are. Lord, of your compassions, dear Father. Lord, of your blessings, dear Father, to us. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, continue to bless us through your word. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Minister Scott this morning. We thank you, dear God, for his dear companion, dear Father. And Lord, how you brought them over the highway, dear Father. Lord, we're asking, dear God, your anointing be upon Minister Scott, dear God, as he breaks the bread of life to us. Lord, as he brings, Lord, what your Spirit has laid upon his heart, dear Father, for us. And we pray, dear God, that you would give him, dear God, the power, dear God, to declare unto us, dear Father, what you have given to him. And Lord, anoint us, dear God, to receive your word, dear Father, not our ears only, dear God, but also our hearts, dear Father, Lord, that we may take it in, dear God, and walk thereby. Have your way, Lord, in this service. And Lord, if there are those, Lord, who don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, Lord, we know, Lord, that your word, dear Father, is able to reach those hearts, dear God, those who have not been regenerated, dear God, those who have not been born again, dear Father. We know, Lord, your word is able to reach their them, dear God, Lord, that they would surrender, dear God, and ask, what must I do to be saved? Have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service, and Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all. Touch, Lord, your manservant from head to toe, dear God, and give him utterance of the Spirit. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Minister Alan Scott.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Before I come before you with the word this morning, I don't know if my wife had a song that she would like to share with us this morning. Not sure. All right. I have to check with you. I have to ask.
Amen.
Amen. She's been blessing us. We were speaking at a church here just last Sunday, I believe it was, and the week before, actually. And she surprised me. And she's singing before I speak. And I said, well, thank the Lord.
Praise
God. God has really blessed her. She had surgery on Thursday. And so we were at the hospital waiting room, the same waiting room we were all when she was having open heart surgery. And the Lord blessed her through it all. And she went in just as peaceful and came out just as peaceful. Praise God. And her healing is just wonderful to be able to be up and walk so quickly. She actually was up and walking the very, very next day.
Great.
So in therapy the next, the very next day. So God's really, really blessing her. And, praise God.
Oh, truly, it is a blessing to be here this morning. Now, I didn't get to practice like I did for last week. With the song, I'm going to sing the same song, but okay. The Lord knows my heart, and I sing this song to the glory and honor of him. Amen. And Brother Byron, I know the tears, because they're not tears of sorrow. Even Jesus wept because he felt infirmity of the people, but you felt the you felt the love that you had for your family and for your wife and for your daughter.
Amen.
And so let's not forget to remember, I don't know if the person in the truck that hit her, if he is all right or not, but let's remember him. He's a soul, him or her. Amen. They're a soul. So let's hold them up in prayer likewise. But the Lord placed on my heart, I dedicated this last week to Minister Allen. But this week, this is for all of us. Order my steps. And I'm going to do the best that I can by the grace of God. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Satan is busy. God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Bridle my tongue. Let the words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts both day and night. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy my calling to fulfill. Please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing, but Lord, you are still the same. If you order my steps, I'll praise your name. Order my steps in your word. Okay, I'm sorry. Order my steps. Order my tongue. Guide my feet. Wash my heart in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praises ring in your word. In your word, please order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy. Sing with me. Come on now. My calling to fulfill. Please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. For the world is ever changing. Oh, but Lord, you are still the same. If you order my steps, I'll praise your name. Order my steps. Guide my feet. Wash my tongue. Wash my heart in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praises ring in your word. In your word, please order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I'm sorry, but I'm so dry and raspy, but I thank the Lord.
Amen. That's what we all want, is the Lord to order our steps in his word. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Sister Francine.
Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Praise God.
Amen.
Order my
Praise
Amen.
Our God.
We certainly thank God for being present here this morning. Thankful for Pastor Jenkins for giving us the pulpit this morning to deliver God's word. We honor my dear sister here this morning and all the saints and friends. It's truly always a joy to be here. This morning we're going to ask you to turn in maybe an unfamiliar book, though unlikely. But I'm going to ask if you'll turn to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, you'll find in the Old Testament, the very first chapter of 2 Chronicles. We want to look at Solomon and his beginning as king, as one who inherited from his father, David. And the Lord has laid upon my heart for a subject, two words, just ask.
Praise
just God. Ask. It seems like a simple statement and or request, but as we've listened to all the things that are going on just in the world of the saints here in this building, as we hear the prayer request on the outside of this building for so many unsaved loved ones, those who are sick, those who have been taken by this disease, COVID, there's so much going on. Those in the hospitals having surgery, those in the rehabilitation centers. There's so much going on, and we're wondering sometimes how we're going to make it through. And God would have us to know all we have to do is just call upon his name. Just ask. We want to look at verse 7 before we get to our primary there in Luke 11 that was read in your hearing earlier. Solomon was one who inherited all the blessings that God had bestowed on his father, David. And I noticed one of the first things that Solomon did as newborn king, as one who had inherited the throne, ordered by God. His steps had been ordered by God. The first thing he did in verse 6, we read, Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. 1,000 burnt offerings. The first thing I thought about here was Solomon. How is it that he came about 1,000 burnt offerings? If you study the scriptures, you will learn one of the first things he did as new king, he ordered all the leaders of Israel, all of them, to follow him to this tabernacle of the congregation of the saints, and he offered 1,000 burnt offerings, all to them collectively. What Solomon was setting in place was the true way of worshiping the Lord. And the first thing he did was to give of that which God had blessed him with. And already starting out, he had been blessed by all that his father had been given by the Lord. How we want to be an example to those who we have influence over, whether it be on our job as a people of God, we want to have some type of influence over those that are on our job. We want them to look upon us and immediately recognize there is a difference. I've had those come and say, you know, in testifying. They had come and said, you know, I've had those come up to me, even though they seek to tear me down. I've had one or two come up to me and say, you know, I hear this one and that one and the other talk about
they're Christians, they're born again believers, but I see a difference between you and between them. That ought to encourage us, though it may only be a few, it might only be one. But God always has someone to bless us with a word of encouragement, especially at a time when you're feeling down and out. But Solomon, wanting to let all the leaders know of his stand and how that he would continue in the way of his father. And so it says there in verse 7, in that night, the night he had offered 1,000 burnt offerings, in that night, it says, did God appear unto Solomon. That's what we want. That's what we want. When we lift up the name of Jesus, when we worship him as we ought in spirit and in truth, when we remain faithful to the word of God, when we do all that he has said, oh, how we desire that God meet us in that alone time, in that alone time when nobody's around. It might be a small space, you know, like a broom closet or something. You know, just that place, that little area where it's just you and the Lord. How precious it is. Because when God speaks, it doesn't matter where you're at or how big your sanctuary might be. You may not be here in the church. You may be at home or in travel when the Spirit of God speaks a word of direction. But I love what he asked Solomon here. Right off the bat, as a newborn king, just worshiped, just offered thousands of burnt offerings, he says, ask. There in verse 7, he says to Solomon, ask what I shall give thee. I mean, in our day, we would say that would be a blank check. A blank check said, just fill it out, whatever you want. But this is God speaking. Amen. He says, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon, look at Solomon's response. Think about it for a moment. If God said to you, ask what I shall give thee. Think about it. What would you say? Think about what's on your mind right now. God said it to you. God said it to you. What I shall give thee. Ask what I shall give thee. What would you say? What do you think he would say? But Solomon here, right off the bat, Solomon didn't take much time. Solomon said unto God in reply, thou hast showed great mercy unto David, my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. He's acknowledging what he had witnessed in the life of his father, David. What a witness, what a testimony to have your sons, your daughters, to be able to look at you and in their prayer say, thou hast shown great mercy unto my dad, my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. He's passed the torch on to me now. Now he goes on in verse 9 and says, now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established. In other words, David had started a work, but Solomon's going to continue the work. And he prays to God in response to the question, ask what I shall give thee. The first thing he says is the work of my father, that it be established. Right there in verse 9. For thou hast made me king over people like the dust of the earth in multitude. He says in verse 10, give me now wisdom and knowledge. This is a large mass group of people that's like the sand on the beach in number. Huge. And he's recognizing his position of authority and the great responsibility that he has been given. And though God has asked, ask what I shall give thee, the first thing he acknowledges is the need for wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before your people.
For who can judge this thy people that is so great? Solomon recognized what he needed. Wisdom was greater than great wealth.
Yeah.
I mean, most who would be given opportunity to ask for whatever they want, they would begin to think all the things that their eyes have seen in this world, all the ads on TV, all the things they've seen movie stars driving and wearing and such, and they would think about all these things and they begin to think, what is it that would be most profitable? And they actually believe, well, the more money I have, the better off I'll be. Or maybe if I can sport this car, the better off I would be. And they would think about all the things of this world. And they have their place. Don't get me wrong, they have their place. But we have to keep them in their place.
Yeah.
And recognize wisdom, the wisdom and knowledge of God, therein lies prosperity.
Amen.
And David recognized it throughout his life and lived in such a way that God, that Solomon himself recognized, I need what daddy had. And so we read in verse 11, and God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, it's a heart issue. Anybody can say anything, you know, yeah, well, if I was in his shoes, yeah, I'd have did the same thing. Okay, I would hope you would, but God knows the heart. The Bible tells us God is greater than the heart and knows all things. And so God knew that Solomon in his heart, because this was in thy heart and thou hast not asked riches, nor wealth or honor, nor even the life of your enemies. Neither yet hast thou asked, I want to live long, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Verse 12, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. God is saying, hey, you got it. That's what you wanted. I know it's coming from your heart. You got it. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And notice this right here. And I will give thee riches. He didn't ask for them.
Right.
All his heart desired was the wisdom and knowledge to lead the people of God.
Amen.
But because his heart was right, God gave him riches, God gave him wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. God blessed him because he had the right heart.
Amen.
Because what he wanted was to set an example as his father before all the leaders, and not only the leaders, but the people of God. So we look at where we are in our lives. And I'm going to turn to Matthew 6 to call to our attention as we look at Solomon and how God gave him what his heart desired. As a matter of fact, I believe there in Psalm 37, delight thyself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. If it happened to Solomon, God is no respect to person. He'll do it for me in this 21st century. He'll do it for you in this 21st century. But notice, he received it because his heart was right. Because his heart desired to be faithful in the judgment of God's people.
Amen.
Think about our times of prayer. Our times of prayer. When we go before the Lord in prayer, we understand God's word says we must pray without ceasing. We understand his word to say that we must meditate day and night. So we understand this, but in our understanding, when we go before God in prayer for our needs, where's our heart?
Yes,
Yes. Where's our heart? What are we praying for? Is it something that's going to bring glory and honor to God? Mm-hmm. Is it something that's going to work in the lives of his children? Remember, Solomon asked for wisdom and knowledge because he wanted to be a blessing to the children of God. God's church is huge today. The world will suggest it's diminishing. The world will suggest it's getting smaller and smaller. You might be in your workforce, and it might suggest there's very few, if any, Christians. But God's church is actually growing in leaps and bounds.
Praise God.
Because they're choosing to walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. So when we think about Solomon's example, his heart condition, and how God opened and gave him his prayer request. We know God is faithful, and we've put petitions before him. But we know sometimes when we pray, it doesn't happen as soon as we say amen. It just doesn't happen that fast. It can, because we see with Solomon, his prayer was instantly answered. He was blessed not only with what he asked for, but with much, much more. But sometimes we'll find ourselves praying and God answers so quickly, and we find ourselves going into a praise and worship because we're so grateful. But then those most difficult times is when he doesn't answer so quickly. And we begin to second guess ourselves. We begin to wonder, why, God, are you taking so long? Why haven't you answered my prayer? Did I not word it right? Did I not pray long enough? There are those who are under the impression that you get answers only if you spend a whole lot of time and speak a whole lot of these and thous. But God is not impressed with all that. He just wants to know the condition of your heart.
Amen.
He has given us the word, just ask. Ask. Just ask. But when we ask, our heart has to be right. And God will bless us with what we're asking for and more. If what we're asking for is ministering, not just to ourselves, but to the body of Christ at large.
Amen.
Look at Matthew chapter 6. Very familiar text there in verse 33 and 34. It's saying the same principle here. In verse 33 of chapter 6 of Matthew, it's saying, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm sure Pastor has preached it and preached
Amen.
It and preached it. First things first. Oh, Sister Homefest, all right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. A word of promise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We have enough facing us today without worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. God is saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In doing this, we're falling in place as was Solomon when he took over for his father David. He put the kingdom of God first. He took the rule of God first. And so, in doing so, that's a great blessing where we don't have to worry. Have you talked to many people and listen to how much they're worried about and their state of mind, their state of heart, their body? I'm thinking of one individual's just deteriorating, quickly just deteriorating. He was a big muscular individual, but now he's deteriorating because of the things going on in his life. And it is a bad situation. But he has no peace. And he's running after this and after that, trying this, that, and the other. And yet, if you speak to him of the word of God, the word of promise, man, I'm not trying to hear that right now. I'm not trying to hear it. And I'm trying to say this is the only thing you need to hear. You hear this, you'll see things beginning to change as your heart changes. Right now, heart was hardened. And as he goes from day to day, it grows harder and harder. More and more angry. More and more evil in thought and actions. Not a very pleasant person to be around. Turn with me to, if you will, to St. Luke, text that was read in your hearing. St. Luke chapter 11. As we view this subject, just ask. I want to be just like Solomon, like David. I want to put God first in my life. I want to seek his kingdom, his righteousness. I want that to be number one in my life. But how many of you know going through the course of a day, it is a challenge to keep your mind stayed on the Lord? If you have eyes to see, ears to hear, you're seeing and hearing so much going on around you that oftentimes it distracts you. And it becomes very difficult for your mind to stay on the word of God. But God would have us to know all we have to do at a time as like this is simply call upon him. Just call upon his name. Just ask what you need. He's there, ready and willing to give each one of us exactly we need. He's just waiting.
Thank you, Lord.
I shared our grandson. He just turned 3 years old. Guess what his family, his favorite candy is? It's the same as Nana's. Gummy bears. Big jar of gummy bears. To me, they're tasteless. But I have no interest in them. But my little grandson, if I want to spend a whole lot of time with him, all I need is to get in that big jar and grab some gummy bears and put it in my hand like this. And when it's like that, he knows it's full of gummy bears. And he's there at that hand, and he's fighting one finger at a time because he knows one finger means one gummy bear. And he keeps fighting and fighting. What he doesn't realize that every gummy bear in my hand, which is not a whole lot, you know, Nana puts restrictions. But what's in there is already appointed to him. They're all his. He's fighting and struggling, believing that he's actually the one responsible for getting to those gummy bears, not realizing that I'm opening them up, but I'm enjoying the time with him. That's God. God has the blessing already in his hand for us. And we're going through all these changes thinking we're doing something to get something from him. And he's saying, it's already there. I'm just waiting for you to come and spend some time with me. Just spend some time alone with me. It's already in my hand. It's already pointed to you. I just like fellowshipping with you. Come on, spend some time with me. You don't have to fight for it. I'll open up and give it to you, but I need you to come. I want you to come spend some time. You know how as kids, now see, I see him right now. What does he call me? Poppy? He run Poppy. And he knows Poppy treat him right. Well, maybe Nana don't think I treat him right. Poppy get in that jar. But you know what? I already know in a few years, he's not going to be running after no gummy bears.
Right.
Yeah, no, you got to dig a little deeper now. There's no more gummy bears. And guess what? As they get older, they don't want to spend time with you because they have other things or friends that they want to see and spend time with.
Amen.
But God, I says no. The older you get, the more you should have desired to be in the presence of the Lord. The experience of God's blessing, opening up that hand and giving, should create a greater desire to be in the presence of God,
amen.
Knowing that when you come to God, he's going to bless you.
Amen.
Because your heart is right. Because what you're desiring is not just for you, but you're wanting to be blessed to be a blessing to someone else.
Amen.
So when he gives you a little something to put in your pocket, he's not giving it to you just for you. He's giving you enough for you, but he also giving you enough to share with someone else.
Yeah.
I remember one pastor, he was sharing, he saw a homeless individual, and he said, I look them over good, because, you know, you got those individuals that'll trick you, if possible. So he looked them over, and he believed he was really homeless and in need. And so this pastor had made up in his mind he's going to give this young man anywhere from, he said, $10, $15, $20, something like that. And so he went in to pay for his gas. And he paid for his gas, but then he went to get some money for the young man outside, and he realized that all he had in his pocket was a $100 bill. And the pastor said the first thing I did, he went to the Lord in prayer because he wanted to make sure he was hearing right. Because all he had was $100, so he decided, let me run in here and get some change. He goes in, and the young man says, sorry, sir, but business has been slow. I don't have change for the $100. And so this pastor comes out, and he's looking. He said, Lord, $100? He was only going to give him 10 or 15, but he couldn't get no change. And he said it was clear the Lord wanted him to give, and this was all he had to give. So he went to the young man, and he folded it up and gave it to the young man and said, now you're going to do what you told me you was going to do with it, right? The young man said, yes. And he said, okay, can I pray for you? He said, oh, yeah, you can pray for me. You can pray for me. So he prayed for him, and young man went to walk away. He's thinking that it was a one and a zero. And when he realized how much it was, he turned around and he was so grateful, so thankful. And the pastor said, yeah, I guess you are. I guess you are. But he had to be true to God. God had laid upon his heart to give. All he had was a $100 bill, but God knew that's all he had. He didn't know that's all he had. But he was faithful in doing the will of God. God had blessed him, and he was going to be a blessing to someone else. And he knew once he gave it to that young man, there was nothing he could do. There was no assurance other than this young man's word that he was going to do what he said he was going to do.
God.
But he was willing to bless him. All he could do is share a word of prayer with him, a word of encouragement and how God can be a blessing all over again and again, even as he blessed you right here through me. God can continue that blessing if you're willing to humble your heart, change your heart. Now, whether or not that young man did or not, we don't know. But we do know there was a seed planted in that heart. And you know, that's how each one of us started out. A seed was planted in our heart. And as we went from day to day, God began to grow that seed. And there was that time when we came to where we humbled ourselves before God. And we cried out unto him. And we asked him to forgive us. We asked him to deliver us. We asked him to create in us a new creature. And God has been working ever since, growing us, growing our faith, growing us in grace and mercy. But it didn't start out that way. It started out with a heart condition that began to be healing, the healing process as that seed was planted within. Look at our text here right real quickly. Here in chapter 11, This you'll find the first time the disciples ever asking directly Jesus to teach them to pray. They saw somebody else, and they saw the value of prayer. And so they asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And what was interesting to me, there in verse 2, in verse 1, it says, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. He didn't ask for how, teach us to pray. He wasn't asking for a technique. You know how some will listen to certain ones pray and feel so impressed, and so they'll join in and they'll learn each and every word. And so when they go before the God, they actually believe that God is listening because they done picked up a technique over here. Mm-hmm. But here the disciples wanted to know the truth. Teach us how to pray. They learned that it was a valuable asset in the life of the believer. So God begins to give us a model prayer. Our Father, we have to reverence him. We have to respect him simply. He is not the man upstairs. He's not the big guy.
Amen.
There's got to be that respect, that reverence. We know if there was a man upstairs, we wouldn't be walking by faith down here.
Amen.
But we thank God for our Heavenly Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed. Hallowed. Holy. We're speaking of authority. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. God has a purpose here on earth just as he does in heaven. And our desire when we pray is that God fulfill that purpose in our lives right here on earth. But when we read verse 3 where it says, give us day by day our daily bread. Remember when he provided bread for the children of Israel? That manna, I remember how there were those guys that was collecting a whole lot. They're going to save it to this next day. I guess they was taking it to the bank. But when that day came to eat it, it was all rotten. That's a lesson learned.
Yeah.
To walk by faith one day at a time. Nothing wrong with saving. But when God says take one day at a time, you have to trust God enough to provide provision or daily bread one day at a time. And you know, it's more comfortable when we have a little something back here. We don't worry or tend to worry so much when we already have next month's rent. We've paid this month, we already got next month's rent and about to pick up the following month. It's easier. But when God says, I want you to depend on me day by day, that's walking by faith and not by sight, not by seeing something there already. We're walking by faith, believing that God's going to provide it.
Amen.
Even though I don't see it right now, God's going to provide it. This is how our faith grows in Christ Jesus from day to day. So I noticed after teaching this model prayer here, he goes to an example we find in verse 5 of that chapter. He says in verse 5, and he said unto them, speaking to the disciples, this example, which of you, think about this, shall have a friend, shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Now think about it. You got 2 friends represented here. You got a friend who's been on a long journey and he knows that if he stops by at your house, you're going to show him some hospitality. You're going to have some bread with him for him and all and a place to rest. But you find when you go to your cabinets, they're bare, there's no bread. You didn't make it to the store that day. But you have a friend who's looking to you to provide some bread for him and a bed, to show him some hospitality. You a friend. I came to you depending on you to be a friend. And so what do? In a time like when you don't have what you need at the time you need. I mean, think about it. He come knocking at the door at 12 o'clock. Come on now. Who going to get up out that bed at 12 o'clock? You just went into a deep sleep. You're not dreaming. You went into a deep, that good sleep. And you hear. Now, you can act like you didn't hear that. But a friend knows that you were in there. So that friend going to keep knocking because he knows he just ain't hearing me yet. So he's going to keep on knocking until that friend gets up out the bed and acknowledges who you are. Yeah. Hey, man, how you been doing? Long time no see. Yeah, come on in. Come on in. Man, I am starving. You got any bread? Oh, man, I don't have nothing. Wait a minute. I got a friend next door. Now, it's midnight. You tell your friend, you wait right here. I'm going to get you some bread. You don't have it in his hand yet. But faith says, I got a friend over here. He has been to the grocery store. I know he's been there. I saw it. He got bread in the house. I'll be right back. They're right here. I'm going to go over here and get some bread from my friend. Now, he already know what it's like to be awakened at 12 o'clock, because he already been through it. Now he's going to go to his friend next door, his neighbor. Anybody got good neighbors? You got good neighbors? This friend says, I'm going to go over here and get some bread. So he goes to his next door neighbor, and he does the same thing. Scripture say the reply was, verse 6, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me. I have nothing to set before him. Verse 7, and he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. So his next door neighbor said, man, look, the door's closed. My children are in the bed. I'm in bed. I can't do anything for you. So what does that friend do? Does that friend say, oh, man, you're going to treat me like that and walk away? No. He's a friend. But he's a friend that he knows has some bread. And so he's thinking, you got bread? I need it. You got bread in there. I want it. I know you got bread in there, and I ain't leaving until I get some. And so what does he do? He continues to knock. He's already been told, I'm not coming to the door. Verse 7. But we go to verse 8, and it says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, that isn't his choice, but because he is his friend, he is a friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. As many as he needed. At first it was, man, look, our children's in the bed. Sleep, door shut, I'm not getting up. But this friend had a need. And he recognized that this friend that he was knocking on, he knew he had bread. Mm-hmm. He said, I need it, you got it, I want it, and I'm not leaving till I get it. Mm-hmm. That's got to be one of our mottos. When we go before God, we know God's got it. We need it. We want it. But do we stay until we get it?
Praise
God has it.
Praise God.
It's like my little grandson. He knows it's in there. He can't see it, but he knows it's in there. You know, Pappy don't. He knows he don't play. He got it in there. When he's like, he's got it in there. We know God's got everything that we need. Everything.
Amen.
But when we go before him, when we knock on the door, and we don't get what we want right now, do we just like, oh, man, oh, and walk away disgusted, upset, disappointed, angry, mad at God? Or do we continue to knock? Do we knock? Do we pray, in other words, until the answer comes? Because when you pray, God is either going to say yes or no. Mm-hmm. You say, well, what if he doesn't say yes or no? Then that means wait.
Amen.
That means wait. There's plenty of scripture that tells us the blessing of just waiting on the Lord. Just wait. You can ask the saints here. They'll tell you the goodness of waiting on the Lord. Not walking away, but waiting.
Amen.
If you need it, God got it. But are you willing to wait on it?
Praise God.
In James, in closing, in the book of James, it tells us in chapter 4, verse 1 of James. How many of you know that you can't have peace if you're always at war?
Amen.
You can never have peace if you're always at war. Always fighting, quarreling, feuding, struggling, conflicts. In verse 1, the question is asked, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Where's all that stuff come from? The response is, come they not hence even of your lust, that war in your members? In other words, we have those passions, those desires that are always at war. But in verse 2, it says, ye lust and have not. In other words, you crave it. You lust, you crave it, and yet you have not. Ye kill and desire to have. That desire to have is that inward covenant which God speaks against. That inward covenant, that passionate wanting of what others have. Goes on to say, you desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not.
Amen.
There it is.
That's right.
God is saying, just ask. We're going through all these other battles and struggles and fights and conflicts against someone. Have you ever noticed that if you desire something and there's somebody that's hindering, that you believe is hindering you from getting that something, how you respond to that individual? You ever notice how you get angry with that individual because they're hindering you from getting what you want? But God is saying, just ask me. Just ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. God's word makes it so plain, so simple, so easy. And yet it is a challenge. We have an enemy that's working against us that would have us to believe that we can't have what our hearts desire according to God's word. But we can look at Solomon and see that God is more than willing to give us what our hearts desire, when that desire is to bring glory and honor to his kingdom, service to his people. God is ready. His hands full of blessings. We just need to spend some time alone with him and get a word from him as to how this thing is going to work out in our lives that we're facing. God bless you, and be encouraged. God is faithful to his word. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his word. Just ask. Amen. Just ask. Amen. You know, we have to ask in faith. Nothing wavering. We've got to ask. There are people who have more confidence in the Almighty Dollar. He's supposed to say, with the full faith and confidence in the Almighty Dollar than they do as far as asking God in faith.
thank God for the word today. Thank God for the message and the messenger. Amen. None of God is able. We're told to ask, and we can have confidence in him.
Amen.
I was speaking as Minister Scott was speaking. I was looking at 1 John 5:14. Says, and this is the confidence that we have in him,
yes,
that if we ask anything according to his will,
yes,
he heareth us.
Yes.
So we got to be in his will. So as Mr. Scott said, if you can't just say, oh, I want money, I want riches, I want a Benz, I want a Rolls Royce, I want the other. No, we're asking in his will. And we know that whatever his will is going to be right for us. And the Lord will not go against his own word or against his own way. And so anything that would lead us to covetousness or pride or anything like that, mm-hmm, is not in his will.
Right.
When we come, we ask humbly before him. We thank God. And so we can have confidence in the Lord that when we ask in his will, mm-hmm, he will do those things that we ask. But as Minister Scott said, it may not be right away. We're told in the word of God, in your patience possess ye your souls. So the Lord, many times the Lord is trying to work out something in us.
Yes.
The Lord is trying to refine something in us. He's trying to purge something in us. And so we have to wait,
yes,
for,
yes,
some things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still his will. He doesn't say we can't ask. And until he indicates that the answer is no, and sometimes his answer will be no.
Yes.
But until he indicates that the answer is no, then we, as Mr. Scott said, we wait. We be still. Amen. See, he said, be still and know that I am God. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But there's some stillness in there that we have to do. So that's stillness in our spirit, stillness with our mouth. Just be still and know that God is God and he's working something out. And in that 15th chapter of John, verse 7, it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. But it takes us abiding in the Lord, being in his will. Amen. And abiding means we've got to stay. We can't be in and out and up and down, but we have to abide in him and let his word abide in us. His word was preached today. Let us abide in that. We thank God for his word that was given unto us. We thank God. First, he gave it to Minister Scott, and then he gave it in obedience to God, Spirit of God, he gave it to us. And now it is ours to obey. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Number 5, shall we stand? Number 527, in the worship of the Lord.
Number 527. Seek ye first.
Amen.
Amen. The kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Amen. You see, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The other things that will be added unto us are the things that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are even things that we want, but seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. And his righteousness. So that lets us know that there's we seek the kingdom. We must be born again. Except the man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. And except we be born of the water and the spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. But after we enter, then the righteousness of God. We've got to continue to seek that righteousness of God. And then all the things that we need will be added unto us. And that second verse said, ask, and this was the subject of our lesson, or of our message, just ask. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Now that's what the Philippian jailer was doing on the night of the earthquake. And when he jumped in and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He was seeking. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anyone with a need? If you're unsaved, if you're out of the ark of safety, and we're even talking to our young people as well. Mm-hmm. We've talked to them in Sunday school, and they've heard morning messages about being saved. And they understand that they're not too young to be saved. They understand that they're not too young to understand.
That's right.
About the Word of God. Amen. And that is why we insist they give attention to the word as it goes forth. Amen. But we have to seek the Lord. We have to ask. If we're not sure, we think we understand. We say, Lord, I need to understand more about this way of salvation. Because I hear the saints talk about heaven, and I hear the saints talk about hell. And we are at our Sunday school class this morning. We were talking about how the way of the world and the way of the sinner leads to death, eternal death, and not spending all of eternity in glory with the Lord. And it's important for our young people to understand that. It's important because the devil is trying to work on them. So they need to have the word work on them as well. Amen. We thank God for the message today.
Amen.
Letting us know that if we have burdens, if we have afflictions, if we have needs, if we have a furnace that won't work for 2 or 3 weeks and is getting colder and colder outside, amen. Just ask and the Lord will answer. We got an affliction in our body. And the doctors are saying, oh, it doesn't look so good. We can ask. And we know that our Lord will hear. We're getting persecuted. The type of people telling lies on us. Or we're walking before the Lord in faith and trust and in righteousness, and someone else will start a rumor or start a lie or start something that is untrue. We could say, Lord, you are the God of battles, and Lord, you'll fight this battle for me. Help me, Lord, to rest in you and trust in you, knowing, Lord, that you've never lost the battle. Help me, Lord, not to try to take things into my own hands. And trust in you. The Lord wants us to ask. Amen. We're told to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge him. He will direct our path. That's asking. That's walking in the Lord. Walking in his will and in his way. Amen. We've got to seek his kingdom first. Amen. Praise our God. Is there one with a need? Amen. Is there one? There's the one we just say, just pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I see saints' hands going up. I see young people's hands going up as well. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Thank God for his word and the assurance. Amen. This message was it stirred up our pure minds by way of remembrance. It is an exhortation to hold to the Lord, to ask, to not give up. It was instruction for us. We thank God. Amen. We saw the upraised hands, and we know that each of us need God every single day. Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord. We thank God for this message. Amen. Praise our God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear Father. Lord, in praise, dear God, of your word. We come to you, dear God, thanking you, dear God, for your manservant who brought your word to us, dear Father. Lord, helping us to know, dear God, how we must live before you, dear God, letting us know, dear God, that if we abide in you, dear God, and Lord, if your word has rule in our hearts, Lord, then we can ask what we will, dear God, and Lord, you're going to do, Lord, what's best and right for us, and Lord, if we're in your will, Lord, we're going to be satisfied with that. Lord, we're going to be content in thee, dear God, knowing, dear Father, that, Lord, you allowed us to bring our petitions, dear God, helping us to know, Lord, that you hear from on high, dear God, and you know, Lord, those things that we have need of even before we ask. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that, Father, when you answer our prayer, dear God, whether it be yes or no or wait, my child, Lord, we know, dear God, that what you're doing, Lord, is best for our soul. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word today. We thank you, dear God, for Minister Scott, dear Father. And, Lord, the way that he brought your word, dear God. And, Lord, it was clear and it was understandable, dear Father, for each and every one of us, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that he brought the example of Solomon, dear Father. Lord, who humbled himself before thee, dear God. And, Lord, you gave him the desires of his heart plus more, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that what you did for Solomon, you can even do for us, dear God. Lord, when we humble ourselves as we walk before you, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord. Pray, dear God, that you would nourish our souls, dear God, in whatever way it needs to be nourished through your word, dear Father. Lord, you saw the saints' hands that went up, dear God, saying, Lord, that we want you, Lord, to help us, dear God, to stand. Help us, Lord, to always ask in faith. Help us, Lord, to ask, dear God, while remaining, Lord, in the center of your will, dear Father. Lord, you saw the hands of our young people, dear God, that went up. Father, we saw, Lord, at least three or four hands of our young people that went up. And, Lord, we're encouraged about that, dear God, because we are praying for them, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them. We pray, Lord, your protection on them, dear God, every single day. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your word, dear Father, would stir up, Lord, a desire in them, dear God, Lord, to draw close to thee, Lord, that they would seek you, Lord, while you may be found in their young lives, because we know, Lord, that the enemy is trying to sift them as wheat. We know that the enemy is trying to destroy them, but Lord, we've prayed for them, dear God, and so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, Lord, their upraised hands, dear God. Lord, we know there was a time, dear Father, when the word would go forth, dear God, and we would ask, dear God, if someone wanted to be remembered in prayer, dear God, and their hands didn't go up, and so, Father, we're seeing our young people's hands, dear God, being raised, and Lord, we are encouraged by that, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to help them, dear Father. Bless them, dear God. Speak to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, we know that you love them, and we love them, dear God, and we know, dear God, that you're able to save them, even as you saved us. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that even the word that was preached today, dear God, Lord, would help them, dear God. Help them, dear God, along their way and lead them, dear God, along the path, Lord, to repentance and salvation. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, dear God, for truly, Lord, is food for our souls. We pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon Minister Scott, dear God, and upon his companion. And we thank you, dear God, for how they have come and ministered to us this day, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that we are all one body in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that, Lord, for how, Lord, you have knitted us all together, dear God. And we pray, dear God, you would continue to bless and remember Remember Minister Scott. Remember Sister Scott by his side. We thank you, Lord, for your touch on her and pray, Lord, your continued healing on her, dear God. Touch her, touch him, dear God, in body, soul, mind, and spirit, dear God, and help him to know, dear God, that they, as your servants, dear God, Lord, they are blessing, dear God. They've been a blessing to us this day. Have your way in us, dear God, and help us, Lord, to walk worthy, dear God, even to walk worthy of you, dear God, and of your eternal word. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory in all things as we ask and exalt the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Yes, Sister Webb. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I too thank the Lord for bringing me through the eye surgery. One eye is done and the other eye, if it be the Lord's will, would be December 1st. So right now I'm kind of between. So I got one eye that can see distant but can't see up close. I got this eye that... I didn't realize that I actually had not been seeing colors accurately, that the cataracts had clouded my lens so much, and I didn't realize until this one's now clear that I was actually seeing things that were white. I was seeing kind of in a color of beige, and it's like I was looking through a sepia filter, and I didn't realize that. And so now today was the first day that I drove, and it's different. And so right now my glasses just are not that serviceable in that they would kind of help this eye for up close, well, for far. But now this eye, the prescription no longer fits this eye, and so I kind of that's why I haven't had them on. I have them, but I haven't had them on as much, and so I'm just kind of there. So I thank God for the large print, the giant print Bible that was over on the shelf over there. Some things I could see with regular print, but that helped a lot, and so I thank God. So I thank God for your prayers for me. And just continue to remember me likewise. And thank God for Brother Maurice. They actually won't do the eye surgery unless someone sits out in the car and waits for you while they're doing it. And so I thank God for him and for his being right there and his patience with me. So thank God. Amen. Amen. That's right. In sickness and in health, that's what they told us to repeat, isn't it? Amen. And it is so. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Our announcements for today. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. here at the church. We are praying for lost souls. Philippians 4:6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Choir will meet following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Amen. And please remember to prepare your phone, let your phone rest, but then turn it back on before 7 p.m., actually before about 10 till 7, so that we're ready. Amen. Happy birthday blessings to Grant Jenkins on, someone help me, 21st. Today, Grant, happy birthday. Amen. 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 Grant, how, I wasn't upstairs during Sunday school. How old are you? 9 years old. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for blessing our bus driver. Brother Pierre Johnson was scheduled to drive today, and we thank God for him and for his faithfulness in driving the bus, and we were praying for him on last week. And Sister Melita is scheduled to drive next Lord's Day, if it be the Lord's will. So lift her up in prayer this week that the Lord will give traveling mercies. Our thought for today: God has us all in a position where money and status don't matter. Mm-hmm. Everyone is in need of the same thing right now, his mercy. Amen. And amen. That amen. That goes right along with the message. Amen. Thank God. Yes, Sister Holmes.
Found out obeying my parents, I didn't get as many whippings as the others did.
Amen.
After I started attending services at a church, why then I saw that's why I stick with that phrase in the scripture.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
God has no power to
make. Yes, he does. Amen. When we learn obedience as a child, and you know, and there's a reason that God tells us, you know, if you beat him, he won't die. There's a reason for that. When we learn obedience as a child, it's so much easier to learn obedience to the Lord. We submit ourselves to our parents, and then it's an easier road to travel. Amen. And I too, Sister Holmes, didn't like getting whippings either. So, amen. Amen. Praise our God. Is there anyone else who would like to express himself? Amen. Brother Byron. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shall we stand? Yes, we kind of understood that. When the saints, when you work together so closely, and we, you know, if one's going to be gone, that we know that someone else has to, you know, stand in the gap to make up the hedge. And so, amen. And so we thank God for you. We will be praying much for you and for your companion. Amen. Amen.
Wednesday night
with
to give testimony about giving thanks. What are they thankful
for? Amen. Amen. So on the phone Wednesday night, have a testimony for what you are thankful for. Seems to me that would probably take up more than 2 hours, but we'll have to stop around 9 o'clock or a little thereafter. But because we could start talking now and talk until 9 o'clock on Wednesday and still not, yes, by Sunday we wouldn't be done. Amen. So, amen. That's going to be an easy assignment, I believe. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Choir to meet following morning service. Yes, ma'am. Pastor Jenkins, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Most kindly gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings this day. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank you for all the saints of God who have come out, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes,
thank you, Lord God, for the blessings we're receiving.
Thank you, Lord.
The message this morning, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you, Lord God, for Brother Scott.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, as it's been said, we truly thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed this dear brother, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, for the word that he gave us.
Yes.
And we just asked, dear Heavenly Father. So many times, Lord, we go without because we just forget to just ask,
mm-hmm.
Lord, believing and having faith in thee. Father, we ask, the Lord, that you would bless Brother Scott and Sister Scott as they journey back home.
Please, Lord.
We ask that you grant their gates, that you grant them traveling mercies over the highway and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we don't want to forget that we know Brother Scott, your father, has been sick, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We lift him up to you all.
Yes, dear God.
Bless him in body, spirit, mind, and soul.
Yes, Lord.
Soul, dear Heavenly Father, we ask
in the name of Jesus.
Likewise, we ask for traveling mercies for Brother Byrene and his family, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Long journey on their way to Georgia, dear Heavenly Father. You know, it's sometimes about 9 hour, maybe, depending on where he's going, dear Father, maybe a little longer than that. But, Father, we know that you're able to grant
dear God.
Heavenly Father. Then he will be on the roadways traveling out due to the upcoming holidays,
mm-hmm.
Father. But, Father, we ask that you put your protection around you.
Please, Lord.
Everyone. Be with them, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Remember their daughter, Madeline. We thank you, Lord, that
please.
You bless.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord
God, and pray, Lord God, that souls will think about their eternity, their from all of these things. Likewise, Lord God, remember Sister Maria, Lord God, that she
please,
said,
Lord.
Starting out, don't know what's troubling little Liam today, dear Father, but Father, you know all about.
Bless him, Lord.
And know, Lord God, that, you know, he has some challenges, Lord, but we thank you. We thank you for it.
Yes, dear God.
We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, whatever it is, dear Father, we know that you will show us, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, dear Father.
Yes, Lord.
Young mother, dear Father. Father's away, dear Lord, but we just know that you're able, dear Father, to bless.
Dear God.
Have thine own way, dear Father. Be with each and every one of us. Remember Sister West's brother, dear Father.
Yes, dear God.
We know, Lord God, you're able to touch and heal him in his body.
Dear God.
My Father, we just ask that you go before us, you're behind us, beside us, be with us, dear Heavenly Father. We'll be so careful this day to give your name the praise, the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and
thank
you.
Amen.
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 Thank you. This is Sister, but she's not up here quite yet, Sister Holmes. But she's coming. She is.
Well, I'm Sister Holmes.
Yes, you can.